This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
So, what did we get for number five?
We've got National Donut Day, and that is today, Friday, June 7th. Some exciting stuff is going on. Obviously, Dunkin' is offering a free donut with any beverage purchase. Krispy Kreme's giving you a free donut. No purchase necessary. Stop and Shop offering a dozen prepackaged donuts for $3. And Walmart's giving away one free glazed donut at all locations. The question I have for you here, and that I was debating the other day with this really cool girl named Trish, is a donut only a donut if it has the hole in the middle? What's an apple fritter?
That is a good question. Well, if you think about that, then what about Boston Cream? It has no hole, but yet it's still a donut, right? Or a jelly film donut, right?
Yep, that was one of the outliers that we discussed as well. I think my general view is that it has to have a hole. Have the hole. That's the point of the donut. So the other things are just like baked breakfast goods of sorts, which is stupid. I know. I'm going to die on that hill. A donut's got to have a hole. Sorry about it.
It's okay. So what's your favorite donut, though? Sprinkles?
Oh, you know, I like a good, just normal, like non-glazed, no, like, white powder on it because it makes my hands, you know, whatever. I just a plain, like, donut because I like to dump it in my cup of joe, have a nice eat. I don't need all the sweets that early in the morning, you know?
Actually, that's perfect. The plain donut is great with, like, hot chocolate or coffee. You're correct on that. I give you that.
I totally agree. The most searched donut, though, this past week in the United States, we've got vegan donut. It's great. I love vegan stuff, as you know, so vegan donuts for the win.
Wait, so what makes it vegan? Like, no butter?
No butter, no eggs, no animal products, dude. No meat. Because I know there's like people are putting bacon on donuts now. So yeah, none of the animal products.
Well, no bacon. I agree with that. A donut with bacon sounds atrocious. I don't know.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
What we get for number four?
We've got Val Kilmer. He made a rare appearance this week. He took kind of a hiatus. He's been battling cancer. And he's back in the spotlight, though. He was actually speaking at a public event. And what he was speaking at is he runs kind of a Mark Twain foundation called Twain Mania. And he was speaking at a fundraiser. And he's really into Mark Twain, which is bizarre, but it's also really cool. I guess he just feels like, regardless of where you are in the political spectrum, like Mark Twain is something that can unite everybody. So he was speaking at a Mark Twain thing that he founded, so that's great. But yeah, he's battling cancer right now. He's 59 years old. Obviously, we all know him. He was the Iceman in Top Gun, and he's also going to be in the reboot, the classic 1986 movie. It's going to hit theaters next summer, 2020, but it's called Top Gun Maverick. And it's a sequel to Top Gun, which, like, could be hit or miss. But, dude, Val Kilmer is the man. I mean, talk about a good-looking guy. Him as Iceman in Top Gun is unbelievable.
You know, it's really funny. I didn't even remember him being in Top Gun. I remember him in The Saint. That is the movie I remember Val Kilmer in, was The Saint. Like, I fell in love with him there.
I don't even know if I knew that movie.
It's a bad movie, but it's a good bad movie.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Well, that movie didn't even crack the top five of most searched Val Kilmer movies this week in the United States, which was Top Gun, Tombstone, Top Gun 2, which isn't even out yet, Batman Forever, and The Doors. I don't even know what the hell The Doors is.
The Doors. He played Jim Morrison, right? That was a biopic movie.
Oh, he's about the band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, hey, new news to me, man.
I forgot he was in Tombstone. That's another excellent movie.
It's a classic. Tombstone's great.
Yeah, I love the line, I'll be your Huckleberry. I was like, oh, I'm using that everywhere.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
What we get for number three?
We've got Big Little Lies Season 2. And I don't know anything about this because I didn't watch Season 1. But my God, the cast on this is insane. They got Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Meryl Streep, and the new season's kicking off on Sunday on HBO, and people are pretty fired up. Like, it seemed like the first season was really good and really interesting, but I don't know. Did you watch? Do you know anything about this?
No, this is like the first time I've ever heard about it. And I kind of feel like, how did this go under the radar for me? I mean, Reese Witherspoon, I love her. Now I have to watch season one.
Yeah, I love Reese as well. She's super cool. Yeah, the TV show is based on a novel of the same name by somebody named Leanne Morshereri. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know. I didn't know a lot about it either. But I also just don't watch a lot of television, so no wonder it didn't go. But it has to be good with Reese, dude. It's got to be good.
Well, not just that. I mean, who has HBO now that Game of Thrones is done?
I've heard Chernobyl is really good now on HBO.
Really?
So, yeah, and that actually just concluded. So, and Barry, I hear that's good. I don't know. Again, I don't watch any of these things, but Bill Hader as Barry, I hear, is phenomenal.
What we get for number two?
We've got two different types of World Cup. We've got the Cricket World Cup, and we've got the Women's World Cup, both going on. So the Cricket World Cup's already underway, and then the Women's World Cup is kicking off shortly, which is so sick because the women are just, especially the U.S., are so much sicker than the men. Like, they actually win games, and they actually qualified, which is what the men could not say because they didn't even qualify for the last World Cup. It was totally ridiculous. But, yeah, the women are kicking off. It's the 20-year anniversary of when Brandi Chastain won it in extra PKs and then took her shirt off, and it was just such an iconic moment in sports history. So I'm fired up. Our women are going to be sick. They're going to dominate. And it's taking place in France. I don't know anything about cricket, though. But I will say, when I was studying abroad in New Zealand, they were super hot on cricket. And I tried as hard as I could to figure out what was going on. I even played a couple games. It's kind of like a weird hybrid of like baseball and like field hockey. Games last like multiple days. Like, I just don't know.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. I love watching sport compilation videos on YouTube, and cricket will always come up. And I'm like, what are these guys doing? I mean, apparently it's very hard and it's very an aggressive kind of sport, but it doesn't look like that with their gear.
Right. So, yeah, it's dangerous, dude.
Right.
That thing is heavy. And they wear when you're up batting, I guess, you're wearing pads. You can get hit, get hurt.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The thing is, it's a popular sport. 1 billion worldwide fans, but 90% of them are India. So it's very India-centric. And as to my knowledge, I mean, there's not a lot going on in the United States as it pertains to the World Cup, but the world's tuning in. Like, apparently there's been a ton of search interest around it. So I guess, that's awesome. I guess I'll try to check it out.
We're going to have to. Apparently, we're missing out on something great. Or maybe it's just a lot of hype. I don't know. We'll have to do some research.
Maybe it is really great. Maybe it's our new favorite sport and we just don't even realize it yet.
Right?
I mean, it's got a fun name. Cricket.
It sounds fun. It looks fun. I'm just going to have to get around the dressing. And maybe I'm just aligning it too much with baseball, right? Maybe I need to get baseball out of my head.
We have to take it out of the context of baseball and look at it as its own sport. And yeah, then we'll appreciate it. Don't compare it. Cricket takes a backseat to nobody.
What we get for number one?
We've got D-Day. And yesterday was actually the 75th anniversary of D-Day, which was the landing of the Allied troops on the beaches of Normandy during World War II. And so individuals around the world, kind of honored that specific date on Wednesday. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, she kicked off two-day commemoration in England. And, she was quoted with saying, "The wartime generation, my generation, is resilient, and I'm delighted to be with you in Portsmouth today." That's kind of how she kicked things off. President Trump, 15 other leaders were around. They joined the Queen. It's a big deal. 75 years ago, it's a pretty long time, but obviously you're still kind of, thinking about the impact and the ramifications that specific instance had on the future of the world. So a lot of stuff going on for D-Day. Obviously a lot of search interest around that to figure out what it was, how many days there were, what does it stand for. Yeah, those are kind of the big cues.
Wait, so what did D-Day stand for?
Wow, I don't even know. D-Day. We should definitely know this. This is ignorant of us. Well, let's see. It's the fourth question on Google, so we're not alone. Oh, we got to know this. I don't know. Turn to Google. Figure it out.
Because I was going to say Doomsday, but I can't know. Because I don't even know off the top of my head. And I'm like, I should know this. Is it Dunkirk? No, not Dunkirk.
No, those were different.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Whatever. I'm just trying to think of D words at this point.
Right. I don't know. We should know, but that's good. We're talking about it, and there's probably other people listening to this who probably don't know either, so head to Google, and then you're in the same boat as us, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're all going to figure it out, because now I'm trying to figure out in my head, it was just one day, right? All this happened in one day. It wasn't over a course of a week or 2 days or 3 days. It was one day, one hell of a day.
As far as I know. I mean, we should know more. It was a pretty big day in the history of the world.
Even though we don't know too much about D-Day, it's wonderful that we're all celebrating it and remembering it regardless. So go out there, people, Google about it. Remember our history. Don't forget. What do we get for the most watched YouTube video this week?
We've got Kylie Jenner, A Day in the Life. And I got to say, it's like a 20-minute video. I made it 3 minutes and 55 seconds, which I think is going to be longer than most. It's tough to watch, personally. Like, credits Kylie. She's doing well for herself. She has a lot of money, but my God, it's painful to watch. Like, first off, it starts off with her filming herself in the mirror with, like, an actual camera. Like, what is this, like, 1999? Why are you filming yourself with a camera? Is it like a MySpace profile photo that you're trying to take? And then she's like, yeah, like, I'm about to go into glam. Which is, like, she just uses the word glam as if it's, like, some sort of routine that everybody knows what it is. And I think that that's what her word is for this, like, super intense process to make her look presentable throughout the day. And so she gets out of glam. And then Stormy, I will say, is unbelievably adorable and just so cute. And then she's, like, picking out clothes for Stormy, and she's, like, putting bike shorts on this baby. It's like, dude, why does this baby have bike shorts? This baby definitely doesn't know how to bike. And then she doesn't even call her closet a closet. She calls it a fitting room. She just goes in there and fits her stuff. And then she picks out this thing called a worker's jumpsuit. I'm like, you don't even know what work is. Like, yes, you work very hard for what you do, but you don't do anything that requires a worker's jumpsuit. And then she puts on the glasses that were like what Stormy was wearing. And I couldn't handle it, man. It's tough.
I actually watched the entire thing because I was so...
No.
I did. I was shocked I did. I kind of fast-forward through one of them when she was promoting her makeup line. But I was just curious, what is the day in the life, of Kylie Jenner? And the first thing I noticed, I think it was like 1 minute into the video, her iPhone is broken. And I thought, you know, for $1 billion, how come she doesn't go out there and buy herself a new iPhone? I was just saying that. I thought that was at least relatable.
That is relatable. I didn't even notice that. Okay. Makes me... like her more, I guess.
Okay, but then it went down real fast, because then when she was done getting dressed, she went out to her cars, and she was like, which one am I going to drive? And I was like, oh my God, she has like all these cars. And then she picked the Rolls Royce. And I was like, oh my God, it's got suicide doors, which that means it opens the wrong way.
Right.
And when she sat down into the car, I'm like, okay, how is she going to shut the door? And she pressed the button, and it automatically shut for her. And I was like, yeah, okay, now I got to keep watching.
I mean, look, listen, like, she's incredibly successful, and that's awesome. And everything that she does, like, she is benefiting herself, which is great. She's like, oh my God, she has so much influence on the world. And I just feel like she is perpetuating these materialistic ideals. And it's not the worst thing in the world. She's not out there, like, doing bad things, but I just feel like her influence could be used for so much good. She has such this incredible responsibility that she could help the world, like, reach a better place. But, you know, she's getting glammed up and driving really nice cars, which again, there's nothing bad about that. It's just like, I'm not going to spend my time watching that video, because that's not real life, and that's nothing that anybody should aspire to be. I'm sorry. There's just so many better ways to spend your life than just being this person that is spend so much time and effort worried about how they look.
You know, I thought about that too for a long time. And then I thought of Joan Rivers. Before she passed away, she did like this little bio thing of like what she did throughout her life. And as she was writing a check out to one of her peoples so that he could send his kid to the private school, she's like, you know what? I'm an industry. All these people rely on me to be the very best so that they have work and that they can put their kids to school. So when I look at Kylie Jenner, I looked at all the people that were around her. She had her drivers, she had her assistants, she had a whole industry, all these little satellites that revolved around her. And they need her to be successful. And she knows that because she's the face. So, I mean, in a way, she opened up a whole industry and all these people now have jobs because of her. So I always try to think of like the bright side. So yeah, she has money. I wish I had that money, but you know, she's doing something. I mean, she has like 15 people that do her makeup. That's 15 jobs.
You're totally right. I agree. She is doing, I don't want to say that she's not doing any good in the world. She's obviously employing a lot of individuals. And again, she's doing good things. And I'm sure that those people are very appreciative of that. I guess my frustration is just that I can't believe there's a 20-minute video made about this. And I don't think that anybody is really going to benefit from watching it. But hey, you know, that's just me. Go ahead, check it out. See what she's up to on a regular basis. It is very interesting. Like, she leads a very different life than you or I, which, you know, that in itself is entertaining.
Yeah. And I was throughout the whole time, because it's like the whole day, like condensed to 20 minutes. Where was Travis? I'm like, man, she's doing all this work. She's barely seeing her kid. And you don't even see Travis anywhere, Travis Scott. So I was like, oh, man, True. You know, she barely saw her mom. And it was for a business meeting. So I'm like, how informal is that? Like, it's like, okay.
Right. Yeah, I think it's probably like, as much money as she has, like, it's a bit of a tough existence, honestly. Like, a lot of pressure, a lot. Like, you can't even just hang out with your mom.
Nope, no surfing.
You know, manager. Yeah, it's wild.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, you're welcome. Always a pleasure.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.